COVID masks.
The CDC formally changes its recommendation.
From the upper Midwest to the deep South and Northeast.
Snow, freezing rain, and ice.
The Biden administration believes Russia is prepping for a Ukraine invasion.
What we call a false flag operation.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The CDC formally changes its recommendations on what kinds of masks can best protect people from COVID-19.
I'm Peter King. The CDC's updated guidance recommends N95 or KN95 masks for the best possible protection from Omicron. Virginia Tech's Dr. Lindsay Morris says it makes sense.
Typical cloth mask might be 50% effective, and that was okay before. It doesn't seem to be enough with Omicron.
The CDC has said a cloth mask could be effective for about 20 minutes if you're standing next to an infected person. With one of the 95s, it's more like 2.5 hours. And the 95s are aptly named because they block 95% of the particles going in or out. Peter King, CBS News.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy with details on a website where you can soon order free COVID test kits.
The website is covidtests.gov. It's live now, but the site says it won't start taking orders until next Wednesday. Starting January 19th, users can order up to 4 tests per household. The kits will be mailed out via the U.S. Postal Service and will typically ship 7 to 12 days after ordering. In other words, the first of the free test kits may not make it into mailboxes until the end of the month.
President Biden touts the bipartisan infrastructure law and where money will be spent.
The Department of Transportation has released nearly $53 billion, to states to modernize highways. So you have to leave 30 minutes earlier to get to work just because of a traffic jam. That's going to be fixed.
Mr. Biden says the federal government will cover 100% of the cost for smaller bridges. The plows are out in parts of Minnesota, where a winter storm warning also covers the Dakotas, Iowa, and Illinois. The South, the Carolinas, and the Northeast brace for snow, sleet, and freezing rain this weekend. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
The main message to my fellow Georgians is just be winter weather aware this weekend.
The Supreme Court will hear the appeal of Washington State former high school football coach Joseph Kennedy, who says his First Amendment rights were violated when he was suspended for refusing to end praying at midfield after games. December retail sales slip after a recent holiday season. And on Wall Street today, stocks end mostly higher but still log another losing week. The Dow closed down 202 points. NASDAQ jumped 87. Now this.